Hello. I think tonight I will give a little update on what we've been doing and just to let you guys know we are in the Carolinas. So we've been trying to prep for this hurricane. It's nerve-wracking, really. But we also been, I guess, just doing game apps on our tablets. Just trying out new stuff. I recently picked up on Food Fantasy. That's a really nice artsy game. And it's practically where you're this attendant or something like that. I guess in a sense of a master. You also own your own restaurant, which is nice, and also you have these food souls that are kind of like I just can only think of word of companion. That they either help manage your restaurant, or you have them in teams to fight the enemies, I guess to say. To gather ingredients for your shop. And the graphics, I think, are really nice. It's, I guess it's anime style, really, but it's really nice artwork in there. Also, been playing Rise of Civilizations. This is, kind of like Civilization Revolution game, but tablet mobile style. And then we've been playing Summer's War. That's fun too. Never know what kind of summon you'll actually get when you do the scrolls and whatnot. And let's see. Marvel Strike Force. I've been playing that a little bit too. It's pretty good graphics on there for a mobile game. But yeah. Just trying different game apps. I also completed both tutorials on the Xbox version of Destiny 2 and PS4 version as well. So, one game I got for free, which was on the PS4, but it doesn't have like all the content. Microsoft was actually being nice and giving practically all the content. I guess just to promote people to come back. Don't know. Storyline is interesting so far. It's pretty sad, actually. I did not finish Destiny 1. I got bored because I just don't like playing by myself. Just don't feel like it's as fun as it could be, kind of thing, I suppose. Let's see, what else was there I was trying out? I think that's all for console games. Well, have yet to still play on the Switch again for Monster Hunter game, the new one, and go vacation. Just been busy with other things and scatterbrained, rather. But I do encourage for people who do live in the Carolinas as well as Virginia that please be careful, be as prepared as you can be. If you choose to stay with family elsewhere, that is towards either, I guess, the west would be more safe. I'm not quite sure the status of it. Florence's current location of where it's going to end up. Have yet to get more updates with that. But suggestions on food and cheap in case we lose power. Hopefully not, but you can do, of course, the foods of, like, canned foods that doesn't need to be cooked, such as tuna, and there's some other things. Oh, fruit. If, make a makeshift fruit salad, I don't know. Also, I came of an idea from just being at a grocery store, and I saw a kid getting some Lunchables. I was like, that would be a nice alternative for a meal. That it's very small, but at least it's something. And you can just get a cooler, have it in there in case power goes out. At least it'll be cheap and doesn't have to worry too much about it. Also, flashlights, lanterns are good too, either electric or oil. Be sure your grill is either gas or, I guess, charcoal, and have all the ingredients you need, such as charcoal or gas tank. What else? I can't think of all the basics at the moment, but I tried. But I hope you guys will be safe, and all the fur babies be safe too, because they family too. But I guess I'll cut this short, since still gotta be sure we check our list of everything we needed to be done for tomorrow. But I hope you guys have a wonderful night. Be safe. Hope to see you next time. Bye.